This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Drivers should expect more snow today during their commutes. The National Weather Service says Metro Denver should see flurries starting around 11, which will pick up after noon. The heaviest snow is expected between 5 and 6 p.m. The foothills, Broomfield, and parts of Boulder County will be impacted the most. Drivers are advised to drive slowly and leave extra room between vehicles while on the road. Baristas at 4 Starbucks in the state plan to strike today. Those stores are in Denver, Superior, Colorado Springs, and Greeley. Workers will picket along with others at more than 100 cafes in the U.S. They say it's an effort to get the company to bargain with unionized stores. The strike coincides with Red Cup Day, a particularly busy day when Starbucks franchises offer reusable holiday cups. RTD's R-Line train through Aurora will finally be back in service soon. A segment of the line near Aurora's Town Center Mall has been suspended since a derailment in September. RTD says it expects trains will roll again in the week of November 28th. The Fort Collins City Council voted to not increase their minimum wage this week and has postponed further discussion of a wage increase for 6 months. Mayor Pro Tem Emily Francis hopes to connect more with workers and businesses who would be impacted.
The business community is more aware of what's happening, and I think be good for the city to concentrate more on those low-income residents who would fall under this minimum wage and the benefit to them.
Fort Collins had proposed a minimum wage of $18 to $19 an hour beginning in 2024. Colorado's current minimum wage is $12.56 an hour. And zooming out across the state, Colorado's recycling rate is in the dumps, but advocates say recent policies could help. That's the conclusion of a new report. Right now in Denver, it is 26 degrees.